Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
This segment of the show is brought to you by Olive Crest and features Kathy Daugherty of More Benefits. Kathy, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
We're very happy to have you on the show, and we always like to start by getting to know our listener, our guests a little bit. Could you please tell our listeners a little bit about your background and how you got into the business?
I sold to pharmacies for many years, and the companies kept buying and selling, and I never knew who my boss was and what company I worked for. And health insurance was just starting HMOs, and they decided that they thought maybe women could sell that product because the guys in the life insurance side didn't understand the whole wellness and preventive issues. So they started hiring women, and I joined, and I liked being my own boss, an entrepreneur, having my own business. So I've been an independent insurance broker for 20 years, survived all the changes through the last 20 years.
Many changes. And when did you start with More Benefits? You're a partner, so when did you all start More Benefits?
Actually, I moved in with Kelly Moore at More Benefits a year and a half ago. It's been a great partnership, and being female entrepreneurs, we think alike. It's a good group.
That's wonderful. So what all does More Benefits do for your clientele?
We provide everything necessary for employee benefits, the quoting, the claims, the problem solving, the dealing with the employees. Somebody said we're the superheroes because we get so many thank yous and applauds for all the wonderful things we do, because it's such a critical piece to the employee when we solve their problems. And then for the employer, they just want this problem to go away because they want to grow their business.
Everybody needs a superhero on their team, especially when it comes to benefits. A lot of changes going on.
Absolutely.
In your world. What sizes and types of clients do you serve?
Most of my clients are, and in our industry, it's based on the number of employees. So 20 to 120 employees is probably my best market, because over 20 employees is federal COBRA, and we provide federal COBRA for our clients, and that's just a huge task that the business owner doesn't want to deal with, and we do it for them at no cost. And then at that level, too, again, like myself, I'm speaking with business owners. I think owner, my clients are owners, my friends are owners. I'm a member of NABO, National Association of Women Business Owners. So all of my friends are owners, and so I sit down with the business owner and review their whole business plan. And the employee benefits is a very important part of that. It's usually second to payroll and cost. So they need to know, cost-wise, with the business owner, I need to have the right plan with the right cost, and then to know that the rest of the year he doesn't have to worry, or he or she doesn't have to worry about it at all.
Are business owners' heads swimming now with
yes.
all the changes?
And yes.
So you're on their speed dial probably for, you know, what is going on, Kathy? Tell us. We talked on the phone about there are three sets of rules when it comes to the group benefits world these days. What are they?
Well, and I start all conversations. I've been doing a lot of training, a lot of classes. I've been meeting with my clients. We are speaking for SCORE, SBA, here today, because there is so much confusion. So I always start every conversation with there's three sets of rules. There's a set of rules for the individual plan, people buying individual through, in California, that's coveredca.com. On a national basis, that's healthcare.gov. Those are very clear, distinct, separate items from the rules for the business owner. The business owners for the 2 to 50 employees, their rules are pretty basic. You don't have to have health insurance. And then for the employer with 50 and above, that's the other one that's a real question of, you have full-time equivalents and you have to calculate the part-time. And so a lot of the rules for the 50 and above are being thrown into the small business owner. I get the call saying, well, I have to have insurance. Well, do you have more than 50 employees? No. Well, then, okay, then you don't have to. but do you have some part-timers and that you're not telling me about? So that's why we have to do the research. But there are three very separate sets of rules and deadlines and penalties. So it's very important that the business owner talk with, you know, someone that knows what they're talking about or a trusted advisor and finds out where exactly do I fit in these sets of rules? What rules do I have to comply with? What are the deadlines for complying with those rules? What are the penalties for those deadlines?
So first establish what camp you're in.
Correct.
And then we can tell you what rules apply to you.
Correct.
And then we can tell you if you're breaking those rules, right?
Correct.
Or if you're about to.
Or what we can do to help you become compliant.
So what is the, let's talk about the business 2 to 50. Because
okay.
I think a lot of our listeners fall into that category. And they're saying, well, what do you mean I don't have to have it? I thought they said I do have to have it. They might have missed a memo somewhere along the line. What's going on? What's the state of the situation now for that group?
Okay, for the 2 to 50 employer, you are not required to have group health insurance. But each and every one of your employees, because every person is supposed to have health insurance effective March 31st of this year. So if you don't offer a group plan, then your employees will go to the exchange or marketplace or thecoveredca.com and buy a plan. They're not going to like the prices. They're not going to like the plans. And the big issue is going to be the networks are very small, so their doctor is or their hospital is probably not in the exchange. So now they're going to come back to you and say, Mr. Employer, you need to put a group plan in so we can have the doctors and the hospitals that we want to go to. My other issue is if we have small business owners who have a group plan and they go, oh, I'm going to drop my plan and tell all of my employees to go to the marketplace. Again, they're going to be upset. They're not going to like it. And my big question is, Mr. Business Owner, do you really want to go to the exchange? Because if you don't have a group plan in place, you now have to go to these plans that have a very small network and don't have all the doctors and hospitals that you want to go to.
So are employers required to notify their employees in that group of 2 to 50 that they don't supply health insurance, so do they have to tell the employee that, or is the employee supposed to know that from general knowledge these days?
In October, there was a mailing that had to go out to all employees of all employers, no matter what size, saying that you should check into the exchange. And so that notice went out. I would hope someone has seen all of the advertisements on the TV. They're actually going to bump that up a little bit because of this March 31 deadline coming up, because after March 31, you cannot buy individual health insurance until the next year.
And if the employer did not send that out, are they in trouble right now? Or potentially?
They could send it out now.
They could send it out now. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So one of the first rules is make sure your employees know if you're not offering group health insurance and you're between 2 and 50 employees, make sure they know that they have to get it by March 31st through the exchange. Right?
Absolutely. Correct.
And what about if they decide, okay, maybe it's April now, and they say, well, now we want to offer group health insurance.
Sure.
Is that okay?
Absolutely.
Okay. And but because they'll have employees now that can't get health insurance.
Correct.
Which seems kind of ridiculous, because before you could get health insurance any time of the year you needed to or wanted to as an individual, but you didn't have to have it, right?
Well, but then you had medical underwriting.
Yes.
And so some people were unable to get individual health insurance any time of the year because of health conditions.
That's true.
So this open enrollment time is for a guaranteed issue plan that anyone can enroll.
Okay.
No health questions.
Okay, so after the open enrollment, can they still get individual health insurance with medical underwriting?
No.
It's not available anymore.
From what we understand today. Now, rules are changing, and I've asked that exact question of many medical carriers, the health insurance companies, and at this point, they're saying no. Unless you have what's called a qualifying event and you lose coverage through an employer or something like that.
Oh, boy. This is. I can see why people's heads are spinning now.
Yes,
because this
yes.
is quite something. We're going to take a quick break, Kathy. When we come back, we're going to ask you for some tips, ideas, strategies, and stories so our listeners can help get more prepared for this health insurance issue. I'm talking with Kathy Daugherty of More Benefits, and we'll be right back.
Thanks.
Could your benefits firm do more? At More Benefits, we offer a comprehensive suite of services that spans the entirety of the employee benefits process. We are strategic advisors, we're your hands-on administrator, we're your benefits educator and advocate. We're More Benefits. For information, contact Kathy Daugherty at 949-872-2380. That's 949-872-2380.
What can you do in a minute? At ExitCoachRadio.com, you can listen to a daily tip, idea, or precaution from over 100 top advisors about how to prepare your business for the future. We upload new one-minute tips at 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. daily. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
Welcome back, friends. Just a reminder that we have interviewed dozens of advisors on a wide variety of topics, and you'll find all of their interviews and highlights online at exitcoachradio.com or on iTunes. I'm talking with Kathy Daugherty of More Benefits, Inc., and I don't know if I'm more aware or more confused because there's so many these rules you're talking about. So we talked before the break about the three sets of rules depending on where you reside, whether you're an individual or a business between 2 and 50 employees or 50 plus. So, Kathy, could you share a few stories with us about clients that you've worked with and what their situation was when they called you and what you were able to do with them?
Well, I brought a few of those stories because I've been doing a lot of problem solving for clients, specifically this past quarter, but I had a large client that did an early renewal, and most of your small business owners knew about that last fall. But because there were specific rules within that early renewal, and we had a situation with an employee that needed an exception, we wrote the letters and we fought the fight, and we actually got this exception for the employee and their children. So those are the types of things we do for our clients. I had another employer that has over several hundred employees, and they put a new plan in place a year and a half ago, and when they bought the plan, they were told this is not a loss leader price. Then this past year, when they received the renewal with a 12% increase, they were just livid, and it was not acceptable. And because I know enough of the management at that insurance company, was able to go back to them and convey what had been said the year before and do what was necessary to prove to them that this had to be changed. So we were able to bring that down to a 3% increase instead of a 12% increase. We also work with the all parties concerning the claims and the billing. A friend of mine who is the company's VP, her son has a chronic eye condition, and he has to go to the eye doctor on a regular basis for eye exams, and all of the bills were being denied. So we talked to the provider, the health insurance company, the doctor, the billing people, and found out they were using the wrong code. They were using the code for your once-a-year eye exam, and because he was doing it frequently, it was being denied. So we got the code changed, we got the past bills paid, and so those are the kind of things that we do for our clients. I had another client that had to change plans because the plan they were with was being canceled, which we're hearing a lot of that type of thing. And in that change process, we had an employee spouse in the hospital in very critical condition. So we had to work with the hospital and the doctors on that and say, okay, today their plan is this and tomorrow their plan is that, and work through that whole process. So again, we work with all aspects of the process, more than just employer went from, you know, company A to company B, health insurance company. There's a lot of personal touch that needs to be done there. I have a lot of employees are the new thing now is to have employees off-site. And so I have a client that I have not met any of the employees. I've talked to them on the phone, I've emailed, we've gone over all their plans, their doctors, but they're all virtual because they all work off-site. So that employer loves that I can talk to them, deal with all of their employees, and again, I've taken the work off of the employer. So having virtual employees is not a problem either. I don't have to come to a facility to meet with the employees. And then also networks. I think the doctor networks is going to be the critical piece this coming year. And networks means the doctors and the hospitals, because they use terms like providers. Well, providers means doctors. And facilities. Well, that means your hospital. That's real important that you get to go to your hospital. So we had a client that was making a change to a lower plan for all of their employees, but we did a survey of the employees on their hospitals and doctors and found out this was not going to work. And so the employer then had to make that change, couldn't make that change, and said, okay, we'll stay with the old plan just because we want to keep everyone able to go to their doctor and their hospital. So those are the types of things that we do for our employees of the business owner, and all of that makes the business owner happy. So
no wonder
I work for
you're called the superheroes of the benefits world, because there's so many of these things that obviously when people are filing a claim or for their children or their kids or their spouses or for themselves, they're already not at their best, and all of a sudden it's very confusing and they're getting denied an additional stress. And so having someone on their team that can come in and say, look, we'll fight the fight for you, we'll see what we can do. I'm sure it's not always a great outcome, but a lot of times you're able to, at least you know who to call and deal with and help them navigate these waters. So that's very, very important stuff for our listeners out there. Can you tell us, if I were to ask you for three tips or ideas or precautions for our listeners out there, what are some things that come to mind?
I think, like I said, I think the important piece this year is going to be networks. It's hidden. And people are being moved to new plans, and they're being moved to new programs without being told that their network or their provider or their hospital has been changed. So I think that's going to be very critical in doing the deep research on that. Even if you don't have a health condition, you still want to keep your doctor. And you want to be able to go to the hospitals that you want to go to, you know, here in Orange County or wherever. So I think that's going to be really one of the number one pieces, is to do the research on the networks for the doctors and the hospitals. The other is billing and claims, that type of thing. The new systems, well, the new plans made all the insurance companies create new systems. It's a mess. It's an absolute mess. And so, you know, you've got to have someone, a team behind you helping you with that. Don't accept the first statement that you get. It needs to be reviewed by people. It needs to be fought. It needs to be. The billing and the claims we know is wrong right now. We just know it is. And some of the carriers are admitting it and some of them are not. So you really need to look at those and see, is this correct? Don't just take it on first draft. And then on the individual side, you know, we all have friends and neighbors and relatives that are trying so hard to swim upstream in this coveredca.com. Don't believe everything you're reading in the media, but it is bad. It's still bad. And so if we all have family and friends that are trying to enroll in that, tell them to fight. Tell them to do what they need to do and to just hang on, because it will resolve. It will get fixed, but it's going to be several months before it's really resolved.
Great tips, great ideas. How do people find you and get in touch with you and more benefits?
We're actually, best way is telephone, 949-872-3380. And because the phone is, a lot of this is personal, you know, we really want to talk to you. We want to talk to each other. And, you know, an email is great, Kathy@morebenefits.com. But a lot of times, too, really to address, each question usually leads to another question. So it's really, it's good to sit and talk either on the phone or to make an appointment face-to-face and really talk and understand exactly what someone's needs are.
Tell us that phone number one more time, please.
949-872-2380.
2380. And do you offer free consultations for people
Absolutely.
That want to call in?
Okay. Absolutely. Do it all day long.
So if anyone out there is confused, and I'm sure that's a big part of our audience, and you want to know, are you getting the most out of your benefit program, or what's going on just in general, and what do I need to do with all this? Be sure you call Kathy Daugherty and at More Benefits. Thank you very much for coming on to the show, Kathy. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back after this commercial message, so please stay tuned.
At ExitCoachRadio.com, we're interviewing over 100 top advisors to get you one-minute tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new content daily at 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute. Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.